enjoyed something and then said, wow, that was good. Amen? Just now. Amen. That song. That was good. Wow. That was good. I think about, we'll go out for a meal. Amen? Enjoy a good meal. You say, wow, that was good. Think about a good cup of coffee. Hallelujah. Amen. You poor non-coffee drinkers, you're saved, but you need the filling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I think about just what we just heard, a song. Pastor Mark sung a song a couple weeks ago about the cross. Just blessed me. Pastor Donald this morning, that song blessed me that he sung. I said, wow, that was just good. Think about like a cool drink of water on a hot day. Maybe you're out working in the yard and my son will come out and spill half of it. Amen. And bring it to me. How many of you know those days? Amen. They're great days. You get it all over you. And I think about times where my wife and I have watched the sunset on the East Coast. Or I remember the time 10 years ago where we was our last night on Kauai and we were on the west end of Kauai. And we watched the sun go down, and it looked like you could almost reach out and touch it. We said, boy, this is good. It's just good. Think about the warmth of a fire in the winter, gathering with precious one. You know what? I think about a Spirit-filled church service. And we'll leave and say, boy, that was good. That was good to be there tonight. Many other things. You know, the Bible tells us that a lot of things are good. God looked out over creation after all that He'd created in 6 days, and He looked out and said, behold, it was very good. You know, not only is creation good, do you know this? And this is a good opportunity for you husbands. Marriage, according to God, is good. Thank you for those three amens, guys. The rest of you guys are getting elbows right now. Amen. What did God say in Genesis chapter 2? He said it is not good for man to be alone. And Pastor Mark said amen over there. Yeah, amen. Hey, later on in Proverbs 18:22, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Don't put the emphasis on the thing there, ladies, okay? Amen. Psalm chapter 73, verse 28 tells us that it is good for me to draw near to God. Drawing near to God is a good thing. It's good. Later on in the Psalms, in verse number 92, it's a great verse for this time of year. If maybe you want a verse to have on your wall or something like that, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Being thankful is good. You know, the Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Some of you need to tell your face to have a merry heart. Amen. Why? It's a good thing to be happy in the Lord. It's a good thing to have joy. You know, the Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Your reputation and testimony is a very good thing. Proverbs 24 tells us that rebuking the wicked is good. Something else we learn, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So there are many good things that we could see in the Bible, but I believe we could say this. We also learn from the Word of God that everything that is good emanates from God because God is good. We mentioned this morning James 1:17. It's a wonderful verse. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Remember the story of the rich young ruler. It's mentioned in Mark chapter 10 and Luke chapter 18, where the rich young ruler comes to him and he says to Jesus, he says, good master, what thing may I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Brother Boston, why callest thou me good? There's only one good, and that's God. And by the way, don't misinterpret that verse. Jesus was in essence saying, do you know who you're talking to? Do you understand? Yes, you are properly calling me good, for I am. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God is good. God is good. You know, I think about that video that we just saw. To us, it was just a video, but to those men and women, it was real. Amen? It was real. They really fought those battles where the metal meets the meat. Amen? They really had to go and take those buildings that they had no idea who was in there or if it was going to explode as they walked in. And I want to tell you, I believe that they would certainly be tempted, like we are from time to time, when we're faced with situations and experiences that Satan will use to tempt us to believe that God is not good. The first temptation that Satan gave, the very first, sets the precedence for the rest, Brother Tom. First mention. Principle of first mention. Great hermeneutical principle interpreting the Bible. What did Satan do? He said, in essence, God's not being good to you. If he was being good to you, he would want you to be like him. And those of us that know our Bibles know that we were created in the image of God. We are in the likeness of God. Satan, he comes in these terrible times, in times of difficulty and despair, and he says to us, he whispers so quietly in our ears, God is not good. God is not being good to you. God is not being fair to you. God is not, and you could fill in the blank. If you look at the beginning of this chapter, in chapter 36, we see the sinner's persuasion in verse number 1. It says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes. Hey, I think that sums up a sinful generation. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Literally, before I got saved, there was no fear of God before my eyes. Amen. And you see there the sinner's persuasion. We see his pride in verse 2. He flattereth himself with his own eyes until iniquity be found to be hateful. We see his precepts in verse 3. The words of his mouth, that which he says, are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. We see the wicked, the sinner's plans in verse 4. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Brother Phelps mentioned how Job eschewed evil. I don't know if it means he chewed it up and spit it out, brother, but I know it meant he avoided it. Amen. He hated it. He didn't want it in his kids' lives. He was willing to put burnt sacrifices in case they had cursed God in their hearts. Boy, that's the way we ought to be about evil. I'm not saying we can't have differences amongst us, but evil's evil. There's a reason we don't celebrate Halloween around here. Can I get to preaching a little bit tonight? There's a reason we don't celebrate Halloween. It's flat out evil. And you ought not to let your kids be part of it. Amen. Well, that's good preaching right there. I'm glad we still have a preacher that'll preach that kind of stuff. Amen. It's evil. What are we doing yoking up with evil? It's evil. And here, this sinner, his persuasion and his pride and his precepts and his plans, you know what they amount to? Evil. See, his path, also at the end of verse 4, he setteth himself in a way that is not good. But you know what? The rest of this next passage tells us that God, the sinner's evil, but God is good. God is good. First of all, number one tonight, God's mercy shows that He is good. Verse 5, look at it. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. God is merciful. Can I just say this? When we're tempted to complain that God is not fair, Listen to me and listen well. You do not want God to be fair. You do not want God to be fair. Because if God was fair, we would still be headed for hell. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that our God is merciful. And His mercy stretches to the heavens. And if you don't know what mercy means, a great definition of mercy is just not getting what we truly deserve. Hey, Brother Trav, you found out about mercy yesterday. Brother Trav told me, and many of you are on Facebook, he just said he was out on Deering Road, out by where the Butlers live out there, and he said, "Pastor, I was going too fast. I was going too fast, plain and simple. I didn't realize it, and then as soon as I did, he saw the blue lights." Isn't that a blessing? Amen. They never see the blue lights when you're going too slow. Amen. And Brother Trav was just telling the story, and the man came up, and Brother Trav told him, you know, that he was a holder and all that. And he said, "You got your insurance card?" Brother Travis had an expired insurance card. He had it. He just had an old one in his car. And I'm telling you, it was going bad from bad to worse. Amen. And looking at it, and the police officer went back, ran his information, and came back and asked Travis if the windows in the back, asked him how many children he had, asked him if the windows in the back rolled down. He said, "I had four." And he said, right to the, he said, "It's okay, kids. Your daddy's fine. It's everything's going to be okay." And he was just comforting those kids. And you know what? He showed mercy. He didn't have to. Could have said, your insurance is expired. You were speeding. You were, you know, name it. He showed that. That's mercy. Yeah. You know what? We're sinners. In case you forgot. Not, I haven't forgot. you know what God is? Merciful. His mercy shows that He is good. Oh, you read that the doctrine of mercy. It goes through. I love, I think it's Psalm 136 that it ends with that phrase, "But the mercy of the Lord endureth forever." And it over and over and over and over just goes back and forth. Our God is merciful. Something else we see that God is good. Number one, God's mercy shows that He's good. And if you want a great verse to look up just on your own, look up Micah 7:18. That's a great verse on God's mercy. Secondly, there in the same verse, in verse number 5, it says, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy," what's the next word, church? "Faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds." God's mercy shows that He is good. God's faithfulness shows that He's good. Would you hold your place there in Psalm 38 and go with me to Psalm 89? Psalm 89, just moving a little bit tonight. God is good. God is good. Sometimes we have to be reminded of that fact. You know, when you stand by a cold grave, you need to be reminded that God is good. When you lose your business, you need to be reminded that God is good. I think about the precious people in our church that have buried a child. We need to be reminded that God is good. Deuteronomy 7:9 puts it this way, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." Boy, that's the very definition of faithful. Psalm 89, look at it with me if you would there. Look at verse number 2. "For I have said, mercy shall be built forever. Thy," what? "Faithfulness shall establish in the very heavens." How about verse number 8? "O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, Lord, like unto Thee, or to Thy faithfulness round about Thee." Jump down to verse number 33. "Nevertheless, My loving kindness will I not utterly take from Him, nor suffer My faithfulness to fail." God is faithful. Pastor Mark played the offertory this morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I love it. I believe it's in Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and will he not do it? Yes, he will. He's faithful. You know how I know I'm saved, Brother Merrill? There's a multitude of reasons. But I know I'm saved because he said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I called upon the name of the Lord. I trusted him as my Savior. What does that all depend on, Brother Oak? It all depends on his faithfulness. It all depends. I love the verse in 2 Timothy 2:13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. There comes a time where our faith wavers. His never does. He's faithful. Amen. Thank God he's faithful. So many verses on faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 1:9 talks about him being faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13, in temptation, God is faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. Amen. And that verse in 2 Timothy. How about 1 John 1:9? I'm glad that verse is in the Bible. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's faithful in days, in times, in months, in years, in decades, in season after season. He is faithful. Amen. God is good. His mercy shows us he is good. His faithfulness shows us he is good. Verse 6, please. Back in Psalm chapter 36. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. What else tells us that God is good? God is righteous. His righteousness, number 3, shows us that he is good. God is righteous. Can I say this? My daughter is, she's 2 years old, and my wife thinks not this is true, and my wife has the right to be wrong. Marital counseling to follow, amen. That I said my daughter is a little bit more trouble than both of the boys put together, amen. And she says, no, you're just not remembering correctly and all that. But she is what I call her my contrarian child. Anybody know what a contrarian child is? You say the sky is blue, and she says it's red. You know, the clouds are white. No, Daddy, they're orange. Every once in a while, Dad gets to be right. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? No, really, sweetheart, it's blue. That's blue. Okay? It doesn't matter if you say, you know, we're like that with God. Can I tell you this? God is never wrong. God is always right, and he is righteous. His rightness comes out in his character. You know, one day he's going to set everything right. Talked about that in we talked about that millennial time, that time when God sets everything right. And he will rule with a rod of iron. He will rule righteously. Listen, God's righteousness, the fact that right emanates from him, shows us that he is good. It really is. His righteousness, when you think about it, it's immovable. It doesn't matter what wicked man thinks, whether God is right or wrong. God is still right. Psalm 119:137 says, "Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright in thy judgments." I think of Psalm 145, verse number 17. It says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works." Ladies and gentlemen, God can't be anything but good because of his righteousness, his holiness. He's righteous. It shows that he's good. His faithfulness shows that he's good. His mercy shows that he's good. Back to Psalm 36:6, it says there, "Thy judgments are a great deep." thy judgments. You know what? God's judgments show that He is good. Many times when the Bible speaks of the judgment, there are times when the Bible speaks of God's judgment, and that is literally Him judging. We know that. We know that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. The wicked will stand before the great white throne judgment. But many times when the Bible speaks of the judgments of God, it's speaking of this right here, the Word of God. If you look at Psalm chapter 19, you don't have time to turn there, but let me please read verse number 7 to you, or verse 9 rather. It says there, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Speaking about God's Word, Psalm 119, verse number 7. Psalm 119, verse number 7. And it says there, speaking of the judge, "I will praise thee with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments." It's talking about the Word of God there. Psalm 119, 160, a great chapter of the Word of God we studied, I think for 22 or 23 weeks. "Thy Word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." Listen, ladies and gentlemen, over and over and over as we read the Word of God, it points to the fact that God is good. God is good. Say, why are you preaching this, Pastor? Because all around us, people tell us, circumstances tell us that God is not good. I'm here to tell you that when everything else disagrees with that book, you stick with the book. God is good. God is good. God is good. His mercy shows us that He's good. His faithfulness shows us that He's good. His righteousness shows us that He's good. His judgments show us that He's good. And then lastly tonight, Psalm 36, 6, or 7 rather. "How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings." Lastly tonight, God's loving kindness shows us that He is good. That's a great Bible word. Loving kindness. Compound word. God is not only loving, but He's also kind. Have you ever had somebody be kind to you? I've said many times, the greatest way you can be a blessing to me is to be kind to my wife and children. My mother has said so many times how people have been kinder. Many of you asked about her. She wrenched her back yesterday. She's not able to be here today. But God loves the entire world. God so loved the world. Amen. But you know, when you think about God, you think about Him sending His Son, that's not only love, but also kindness. Kindness. That God in His mercy doesn't give us what we deserve, but in His grace gives us that which we have not deserved. He doesn't give us the bad that we've deserved, and He gives us the good that we haven't deserved. I'll tell you what, it is His loving kindness that causes men to trust in Him. Oh, sometimes, certainly it's the fear of hell. Certainly was for me. You say, what was salvation to you? I'll put it plain, that day when I didn't know the Word of God, it was a fire escape. But you're stupid not to walk up the fire escape just because you're too proud to think, well, I don't know, I don't want it to just be a fire escape. That's what a fire escape's for. The more I've learned about God, the more I've learned that it's not just a fire escape. It was at that time. that it's His loving kindness. The Bible talks about Romans 2, 4 in that great passage of Romans. And don't ever forget that Romans 1, yes, talks about the wicked ungodly. Romans 2 talks about the Jewish ungodly. Romans 3 talks about all the rest of us being ungodly too. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 2, 4 says this, it is the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. It's the goodness of God. Brother Jim, it's the fact that God is merciful. Amen? It's the fact that not only is God merciful, but God is faithful. He can be trusted. It's that God is righteous. It's that God's judgments show us that He's good. And the fact is, God is both loving and kind. It's His loving kindness that points us to the fact that He is good. You know, He helps the helpless. He bears the burden. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Have you ever done that with your children? Well, you say, here, let's carry this. And you carry about 95% of the weight. Some of you parents know what I'm talking about. You carry about 95% of the weight, and here's your child, and he's going, you know, he doesn't have much weight there. You know, when you come and give it to God, He carries the burden. Why does He do that? Because of His loving kindness. His loving kindness. He helps the helpless. He bears the burden. He weeps with those that weep. We didn't really touch on it this morning, but that story of Lazarus always gets me, Brother Becker. It always gets me. He came down and this friend that he had enjoyed many meals with and perhaps taken walks with and talked to, and this family that he loved so much, and he saw these two sisters just weeping uncontrollably, all the people around weeping. And the Bible says there in John chapter 11 that he groaned within his spirit. And then he went down, and we have that memory verse for every teenager. Did you memorize your verse this week? I sure did. John 11, 35. Jesus wept. Remember that? Remember him standing there and hot tears falling down his eyes? Why does he do that? I'll tell you why. Because he's good. And his loving kindness shows us that he's good. You know, if God today decided to give each one of us what we truly deserved, He has still been good to us. Better than we deserve. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to submit to you tonight from the Word of God that God is good. God is good. His mercy shows us He's good. His faithfulness shows us He's good. His righteousness shows us He's good. His judgments show us He's good. And His loving kindness show us that He's good. When the devil comes and whispers in your ear, God is not good. You take him. Listen, you mark this passage. You take him right back to this passage and you start quoting it out loud. "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, Thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Thy house. Thou shalt make them drink of the rivers." I'm telling you, the devil's not going to stick around long. You start quoting verses like that, he'll flee for a little season. And he'll come back again. And you know what? When he comes back again, remind him that God is good. Father, we love you. Thank you for being so good to us. Lord, many times we're so fickle. And we forget that you're good. May you ever remind us that you are good. Bless tonight. I don't know who needed this message tonight other than me. I pray that you would work in this invitation. Perhaps there's one here tonight who's never been saved, Father. Would you please work? Perhaps there's one that needs to be baptized. I pray that you please work. Perhaps there's one that just simply has been down, has been discouraged, has been defeated, and they've forgotten that not only are you good, but they're on the winning side. Lord, would you please bless? Bless our invitation. May not one grieve, quench, or resist what you're trying to do in their lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Let's stand. It's page number 24.